Bez Hashem, we continue the shir number 4 in Kavod Shemayim. The Chavetz Chaim just told us that we have to give Kavod to Hashem by doing the mitzvahs properly. And the way to protect oneself in regards to Shmiras HaLashon is by learning the halachas. It's not enough to just learn the Musar. Musar is very important. It gets a person interested, gets a person excited to do better. But if he doesn't learn the halachas, the halacha means halicha, of how to go in the proper path, he could learn all the Musar in the world. If he's not learning halacha, he'll make the mistakes like he was making before he learned the Musar as well. So he says over here, "Ve'ein shum eitza, kim sheyilmoy doyson mitoch sifrei halacha." If you want to give kavod to Hashem, you also have to be learning the halachas of Shmiras HaLashon. It's not enough just to learn the Musar. A person has to learn the halachas just like he learns the halachas of geneva, of stealing, of kashrus, of hilchos Shabbos, brachos, all the halachas that we learn. The halachas of Shmiras HaLashon are no different. And in order to protect yourself from not saying something against halacha, you have to know what the halacha permits and what the halacha forbids. V'emes halo yahir ba'akodesh baruch hu l'tzavis u'lahazir al zeh. HaKodesh Baruch Hu many, many times, numerous times in the Torah, commands us and warns us. Yoyse mi'al shar in yoni ha'Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim says even more on this topic of proper speech than on any other topic. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see a conversation HaKadosh Baruch Hu had through Navi with Doeg. Doeg was, we know, the one who spoke Lashon Hara, one who was responsible for the death of the city of Noiv, of the Kahanim, the one who was listed in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin as one of the few people of Ein Laim Chelek Le'olam Haba who do not have a share in the world to come. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow.